The Moolbar Cup is happening this weekend down at the Turf Club. Exciting times. And this morning, you and I went down there because the Melbourne Cup winning jockey, Robbie Dolan, was down there. And they said, hey, would you like to chat to him?
Yes, we would. We said, yes, please.
Absolutely. Here it is now. I'm joined now by Melbourne Cup winning jockey, Robbie Dolan. Hi, Robbie.
Geez, you've got a good radio voice.
Oh, stop it. Yeah. I mean,
what
so do you.
What about the face, though? Does she look like she has a face for
I've
radio?
I've got a face for radio. Absolutely.
You've got the voice for radio. You've got the accent. People tune in more to accents.
They won't be able to understand what I'm saying.
I can understand what you're saying. Oh, don't. I really enjoy doing an Irish accent. Can I try it out on you?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, here we go. Okay. She's got in trouble for
apologies in advance if it's not good. Hello, Robbie. My name's Ellie.
I'll stop you in your tracks. That's horrific.
Okay, all right.
I can do an Aussie accent.
Can you? Yeah, hit me.
Mate, here you going? You doing all right?
Whoa. This was actually good, man. Now I look bad. All right, hey, Moolbar Cup's happening this weekend. You obviously won a Sunshine Coast trained horse. That's what won you the Melbourne Cup. You've ridden up here a lot in your time?
Yeah, I've had plenty of luck here. Great track. I rode here last year. I just got beat. I ran second in the race. So,
oh, what?
Yeah, it's pretty cool meeting.
Is now that you have won the Melbourne Cup, will you settle for no less? Like, if you come second next time, will you be like, nah, not good enough?
To be honest, if I never ride another winner ever again, it really doesn't matter to me.
Really?
You know, I've already done it, you know?
Is that the pinnacle of the racing world?
It is. It really is. You know, it's one of them races. Everybody wants to win and not many get the chance, and I just managed to get one.
Talk to me about what's happened since then. Like, what happened from the moment you won the race onwards?
A million interviews, loads of great opportunities with, you know, meeting great people like yourselves.
I mean, the interviews sound like the boring part. What about, like, did you party that night? Have you kept partying?
Oh, yeah. I was partying a lot Tuesday night, but I got a bit of a bug after Tuesday.
Yeah.
Probably from not sleeping and stuff like that, but it took me a few days to recover, but I'm riding 50 kilo on Saturday in Caulfield, so not much partying going on this
week. Oh, so you got to cut weight.
Yeah, well, I don't have to cut too much. I'm pretty light at the moment, so I don't have to cut much.
The night of the cup, you've won the race. Is there a special, like, winner's room that you get to go to? Or, like, what does the winner get on the night of?
Yeah, Crown Casinos, they sponsor the Oaks. They sponsor a couple of races over the carnival in Melbourne. So they had a lovely room for all my family and the owners and their families as well. And it was great.
Can I get your thoughts on, you know, the need for more female jockeys on at that tier of racing at Melbourne Cup level? Like, you know, should there be more women jockeys?
Well, a jockey is a jockey. You know, it's probably the only sport in the whole world where men and women are on level playing field. So to be honest, it doesn't really matter the gender. So there's no need for anything.
What do you think? Do you think Ellie's got what it takes?
Yeah, I'm in the 50s with my weight.
What weight are you?
55.
It sounds rude to ask you your weight, but as a jockey, you ask people weight all the time. What's your weight?
Yeah.
That's definitely a jockey weight. Depends. Have you got the balls to do it?
Nah,
well,
absolutely
balls
not.
On the radio.
You can say balls on the radio.
You're right.
I have only ridden a horse once in my life, so I might need a little bit of training.
From the first time I sat on a horse, it took me 12 years probably to win the Melbourne Cup, so
okay.
We'll chat to you in about 12 years.
Jeez, that seems like a lot of work in between now and then.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Well, hey, we want to finish with a bit of a rapid-fire questionnaire for you, okay? So I'm just going to fling some stuff at you. Not literally, and you give me the first thing that comes to mind. Okay, you were paying 100 to 1. Did you actually think you were going to win?
Yes.
If you were a knight, would this be your choice?
Yes.
How much money did you put on Knight's Choice to win?
Zero.
Good, that was allowed. A trick question. You didn't fall for it. What have you spent your prize money on?
I haven't got it yet.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, you have to wait for the horse to come back. They swab the horse and stuff, and so it could be a month before I get it.
Oh,
so,
what are you going to do when you get it?
It might sound boring, bills and stuff.
No, Robbie!
Maybe a Ferrari.
Yes! that's the right answer. Did you prefer going on The Voice or winning the Melbourne Cup?
Melbourne Cup.
Oh, The Voice is going to be so sad to hear that. Were your frosted tips on the day inspired by Justin Timberlake, and do you owe him money for the look?
David Beckham, actually.
David Beckham! You've lost him now, they've gone.
Yeah, he just caught out, I need to put more in.
Was that deliberate to get rid of them after the race?
No, I just got my hair, like, I bleached my hair like 3 months ago, and that was just the remains of it on last Tuesday.
Oh.
And then I just needed a haircut. And the guy was like, "This, you have to get this. Is the last bit. You got to cut them out, or else you're going to have patchy parts." I was like, "Yeah, so just cut them out."
But they will be back.
Maybe. We'll see.
You heard it here first.
Love it. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.